Alan Isfan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. Today, we're going to reflect on the ego, a much maligned and misunderstood term. Strictly speaking, ego comes from the Latin word I. Over time, the term has taken on more meaning. Today, when we refer to the ego, we refer to self-esteem and self-importance. Ego is essentially how we perceive ourselves, and it is in this context where it can become both an ally and an enemy. To be happy, or at least at peace with ourselves, we must have a positive view of ourselves, and in that context, the ego is a positive thing. However, when the image we have of ourselves is threatened, the feelings and sometimes the actions that emerge are indeed very negative. We feel threatened, demeaned, and insulted, even when that was not the intent at all. The person that cut you off on the highway doesn't know you, so it's impossible that it was personal, and yet this act endangered you, so obviously he doesn't care about your well-being, and you got enraged. How dare he? The server that is taking forever to bring your bill may be extremely busy. Perhaps the restaurant is understaffed, or the server is incompetent, but the delay is not likely to be personal and an affront to you as a human. Eckhart Tolle, a well-known spiritual teacher, tends to talk about ego as a separate entity, almost as if it has a personality and agenda of its own, and that is a very useful way to think about it. The ego often takes control of our emotions and thoughts, and we have to wrestle the control back or develop the skills which help us disconnect from those emotions as if the ego is separate from ourselves. We must learn to behave like a bystander, standing on the sidewalk, watching the ego trying to reel you in with negative emotions. You recognize it for what it is and something that is outside of yourself. Your ego isn't you, and you have the control if you wish. Not only does that enable us to remain more relaxed when bad things happen, but it also helps us truly become more of ourselves because we don't constantly feel threatened by what others think. This is the true power of meditation, understanding that we are not our emotions and that we can control them. The ego works for us, not the other way around. So with that, let's shift into the observation phase and then we'll set an intention. Breathing is the source of life. You live, you breathe, you live. In meditation, yoga, and other mindfulness practices, focusing on the breath helps avoid distractions, but it can do even more. When you follow certain techniques, it helps you go deeper, and sometimes you may even achieve a transcendent feeling. Remember this practice if you're having trouble sleeping. First, I will describe the breathing process, and will then instruct you to join in. Inhale as much as possible through your nose for a count of four. Hold your breath to a count of seven, and exhale forcefully through the mouth to a count of eight, with your tongue pressing gently against the gums behind your upper front teeth. You might find that you run out of air holding to seven and exhaling to a count of eight. Don't think of the counts as seconds, just count normally. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Now let's do this together. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Repeat this process until you hear a loud bell and then just breathe at your own pace. Remember, four, seven, eight. Congratulations! You are learning to control your thoughts rather than the other way around. It doesn't mean that you don't get distracted once in a while, but the more you practice, the more you develop the ability to notice the thoughts trying to distract you. This becomes a very handy skill to stop ego in its tracks. You are not the center of the universe, and the world is not conspiring against you. So today, we're going to set an intention to carefully watch our ego trying to manipulate us into taking things personally when they truly were not meant to be personal. And even if someone did something horrible to you intentionally, it is most likely because of a challenge they are going through and likely doesn't have anything to do with you at all. It is their problem. Help them if you can, step away if you can't. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.